Although the peanut is a plant first cultivated in South America 10,000 years ago, it has been cultivated in Africa since the early 1500s. Peanuts were not cultivated in North America until they were brought over on slave ships and made their way to the gardens around enslaved people's living quarters. The peanut was first cultivated in South America within the lowlands east of the Andes Mountains. By the time explorers from Europe made contact with indigenous people, there in the late 1400s, peanuts were cultivated across South America. As Europeans continued to arrive on the continent, some returned with peanut plants as gifts for royalty. The Portuguese and Spanish spread peanuts throughout Europe as well as West Africa, where they quickly became an important food crop. The peanut first arrived in West Africa in the early 1500s and was widely cultivated throughout West Africa by the end of the 16th century. The favorable climate and African farmers' skill and knowledge for growing the Barbara groundnut contributed to the peanut's success as an agricultural crop. The peanut in Bantu language is guba, which was later anglicized to guber. Bantu is a grouping of around 500 languages spoken in a very large region of Africa. It wasn't until the peanut traveled on slave ships over the Atlantic Ocean from West Africa to the Americas that the peanut reached North America. They were sometimes the only food rationed to enslaved West Africans on their horrific voyage to the Americas. In the southern United States, many enslaved West Africans and their descendants continued to grow peanuts around their living quarters, and they were included in traditional stews to continue West African food traditions. Peanut oil was used for frying. Peanuts were also grown on a larger scale as a commercial product in the South, especially in North Carolina in the 1800s. At first, peanuts were thought of as a food for the poor, enslaved, and livestock by upper and middle class whites in the South. Some enslaved people were able to buy their way to freedom by selling peanuts. Following the abolishment of slavery, new black landowners in the South planted peanuts as an ideal cash crop to earn a living from their land. This is one of several crops that scientists and agriculturalist George Watkinson Carver encouraged black farmers to use to both naturally enrich the soil depleted by years of growing cotton, as well as grow for profit. As a faculty member at the Tuskegee Institute, Carver developed hundreds of products using soybeans, peanut, and sweet potato to enable black farmers to revitalize soils and make a living from tending to their land.